Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, usually, guys, I usually set up the first segment and I do things a certain way. But tonight we're going to change things around a little bit. Because my next guest, I have not had him on the show before, but I was I've been listening to him for years. I've checked out his videos at times. And recently a friend of mine said, you know what, you really need to check this guy out, because I was having some, you know, as you know, I was like 30 pounds overweight, 35 pounds overweight, and last year I lost some decent weight, but I wasn't really going, I mean, I wasn't getting the energy I wanted to get and that kind of stuff. So before I bring anybody on, before I'm willing to speak to anybody, try the product. So I did try this product, and I found it to be very, very beneficial, all right? So you guys know, how I'm like, my regular listeners, you know how I feel about, you know, talking about people's products and you know, talking about supplements, talking about anything along those lines for your body. So I've asked Dr. Joel Wallach to join me, and he attained his Bachelor of Science in Agriculture from the University of Missouri in 1962 with a major in animal husbandry. He's a minor in field crops and soils. In 64, he was awarded a doctorate in veterinary medicine, also from the University of Missouri. Now, we're going to talk about that in specifically in a few minutes, but let me just welcome to the show Dr. Joel. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Okay, Joel. Thank you. It's just an honor to be here with you.
Well, you know, and it's the first time you've been on the show, and a lot of my listeners, they don't know who you are. They don't know some of your background, and I want to introduce them to you. I was quite intrigued by how you got started in all this. Would you just give the basic story?
About my own personal story?
Yeah, your own personal story about how you were a little sickly and, you know.
Okay, sure. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. When I was 4 years old, I started getting weird symptoms, facial tics, which are kind of like cramps, and you really slam your eyelids shut and everything and start barking like a dog and all kinds of weird stuff. They didn't have a name for it back then, and it got worse and worse and worse by the time I was 9 years old. My parents had taken me to 20 different doctors. I was seeing my last doctor, 20th one, Dr. Mary Jane Skeffington, and she's kind of like a grandmotherly ear, nose, and throat doctor for kids and so forth, MD. And she told my parents that nobody knew how to help me, and they thought I should be institutionalized. And I said, well, Mom, what does that mean? They said, we're going to put you in the hospital. I said, well, how long am I going to be there? And she says, maybe for the rest of your life. Well, to a nine-year-old, that didn't sound too good. And to make a long story short, the next day in school, I went to the library, and when everybody else went to lunch, and said, look, I can't read. I can't remember anything. I just am kind of helpless when it comes to reading stuff. Do you have any picture books or anything like that for, you know, beginning nursing students or something? Maybe just one word under a picture kind of thing. And she gave me a couple of those little beginning introductory booklets for nursing students. And I looked in the index under the A's, nothing interested me. Under the B's, nothing interested me. But when I got to cramps under C, I said, well, maybe I have a cramp because I got this squishing in my face muscles and everything. So I went to the page it said to go to and said there was a deficiency of magnesium and calcium. Well, we lived in a little Angus farm, and every morning before the school bus would pick me up, I'd feed the calves with little alfalfa pellets with vitamins and minerals in it. And on the analysis tag, it had many things, including a list of minerals, including magnesium and calcium. So I went home that day and began to eat the little alfalfa pellets out of the bag, stuffed my jean pockets with them. Next morning, I threw the cereal, breakfast cereal, out into the the lawn for the chickens, and filled it with my pellets and put milk in there and started eating them. Well, my mom was horrified. She pulled it away from me and said, that's animal food. You can't eat that. And my dad took it away from her, says he's going to be hospitalized for the rest of his life. Let him eat whatever he wants. And so he took it from her and gave it back to me. Well, to make a long story short, Joe, in 3 days' time, I was cured. It was very dramatic. Went from being totally helpless to cured in 3 days just by eating alfalfa pellets with vitamins and minerals and some soybeans added to it. And it's one of those things where I noticed it very rapidly, and I didn't say anything to anybody. But in church, after a couple of weeks, people started pointing and whispering and looking at me because they knew I was very disruptive. And here I'm singing out of the hymnal with everybody else and quiet and not stamping my feet and oinking like a pig and stuff. So they're saying, oh. And about, a month into this, a little old lady came up to me. She must have been in her 80s, which meant little old lady from back then. I'm that old now. And she said, I hear you can cure my diabetes. I said, ma'am, I'm a kid. I don't even know what diabetes is. And to make a long story short, I started reading up on things. What I found out was, Joe, that in the animal industry, we didn't have health insurance for animals and things like that. And farmers could get all this stuff that prevented and cured diseases in animals that were said to be genetic in people. And that's how I got started. And as you say, I got my degree in agriculture, got my degree in veterinary medicine from the University of Missouri. And I was going to start taking pathology courses. I was going to finish up my third degree, my pathology degree, at Iowa State University. And a year into it, Marlon Perkins, who I'd worked for as a kid, from the old Mutual Omaha Wild Kingdom show, one of the first TV biologists, yep, great guy, he sends me a letter and says, look, Walt, I need to go to Africa and work on the White Rhino Conservation Project. And a short story, or a long story short, went to Africa, and I'm prepared to stay there. After 2 years, I had caught 200 white rhino. By tranquilizing them and boxing them up and shipping them back to the States, I actually caught 200 of them. So if you see a white rhino in a wild animal park or zoo, it's either one that I caught or offsprings of one that I caught. Very proud of that. Wow. And we saved the species. So I'm prepared to stay in Africa for the rest of my life. And he sends me another letter. And he says, okay, Wally, using your paper, I actually ran into the first mass death as a pathology student, ran into the first mass death in America from pollution. Or 500 died in one night. Figured it out when all the professors were going for holidays.
Wow. All right, listen, you hear the music. We have to go for a quick break. And when we come back, I want to continue. I want people to get to know you, and then we're going to get into your product. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Longevity founder Dr. Joel Wallach joins me. You're going to learn a lot tonight. So get your notebook and come on back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Ready, Steve? Andy? Yeah. Mick? Okay. All right, fellas. Let's go!
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time telling you how to find his stuff right now. We're going to put it all up on the website. We'll talk about it more later on. But I want to bring Dr. Joel Wallach back with me. He's the founder of Youngevity and got a great story. As I learned more and more about the guy, not just more and more respect for him, but the common sense approach that he took. It just makes all the sense in the world to you. So, Dr. Wallach, thanks so much for joining me.
Okay, thank you again, Joe. And just kind of where we left off, again, before I graduated veterinary school in 1964, I had started my degree in pathology. And 1961, I was only 21 years old, all, everybody else went to Christmas holiday, and of course, being the new guy on the block, I had to stay and do the work. And so I'm doing autopsies and chemistries and things. I wound up with the first mass die off in America and did all the chemistries and everything and found out why 500 died in one night and so forth. I got 50 bodies thrown at me and so forth and got it published. I was 21 years old. Went on to Iowa State University to kind of finish my degree in pathology. And before I was done, Perkins asked me to go to Africa and work on the White Rhino Conservation Project. Make a long story short, spent 2 years in Africa, caught 200 of the 470 white rhinos left south of the Zambezi River. And so if you see a white rhino in a wild animal park, it's either one that I caught or offspring of one I caught, so I'm very proud of that. Well, I'm prepared to see an Africa forever. I'm fishing and hunting every day. I'm saving species, you know, elephants and white and black rhino, and just having the time of my life. And Perkins sent me a letter and said, look, I just got a grant using your paper on a mass die-off from pollution. It's $7.5 million up front, but it's going to grow to $25 million. I want you to be a pathologist on the project. And your job will be to do autopsies on the animals that die in the big zoos in North America, Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And you're going to do the autopsies on people who die within a 10-mile radius of the zoos. We're looking for the canary in the mine. This is 1967 when everybody knew the Earth was going to end in 2 weeks from pollution. And what we were looking for was zoo animals that would die from the same pollutants as humans. We're going to use the zoos like the old coal miners used to use canaries, taking them down in the mine for early warning for gases in the mine. And so if a species of animal started dying in the zoo in a particular city, we'd evacuate the city and save the people. That was the whole idea. Make a long story short, after 10 years, I had done 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 some change, over 454 species and 3,000 humans, 10 million chemistries, and 10 million slides of special stains looking for pollution. What I found was there was no animals or people who died of pollution in that 10-year period, and that all the diseases that doctors and everybody else thought were either genetic, runs in your family kind of thing, or birth defects ran in families, were not genetic. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies, and found the cause, prevention, cure of cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, gave it to Jerry Lewis. He took it to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. They fired him and stopped the telethon. That's why you don't hear anything about that anymore. And it just was a tragic thing because 2 years later, after they fired him, after 20 years of being their spokesperson and the Jerry's Kids thing and telethon, he dies, and I'm sure is heartbroken. And make a long story short, I got actually fired for saying that cystic fibrosis wasn't genetic. I got fired from the Yerkes Primate Center. I was working for NASA at the time in Atlanta, Georgia, and went back to school and became a naturopathic physician. Began to use everything I learned on animals, my human patients, as working. And from there, it went on to many machinations, but we eventually founded Youngevity. It's two words, young and longevity combined, Youngevity. And the whole idea was to leverage time and get the information out to people because, as you point out, Joe, all this stuff is very, very simple. So we came out with simple programs for over 900 different diseases. We have a basic program called the Healthy Start Pack. It has 248 nutrients in it, excuse me, including the 90 essentials. And as you pointed out earlier, I was very impressed that most people don't get it. We have tens of thousands of cells dying every second or by as part of the normal life cycle. And you need raw materials for your genes to make new ones, replace the ones that just die from natural death. And this includes liver cells and heart cells and brain cells and eye cells and lung cells and so on. And if you don't have these nutrients in optimal amounts, you get symptoms. You start getting diseases. And if they're missing, you die. Mm-hmm. And so I came up with the basic program we call the Healthy Start Pack. It has all the known 90 essential nutrients. We have added things to it. If you have diabetes, called the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack. If you have arthritis, we throw in things that will actually help you, your body rebuild cartilage and ligaments and tendons and bone and so forth, called the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack and so on. And we have tools, the CDs and DVDs, to give you the answers and why these things work. So everybody's going to give the same answer to the same question. And, of course, we've built a huge information and product machine all over the world in 50 countries. I do radio like yourself. I do 2 hours of radio, a day, Monday through Friday, and a lot of times it will rebroadcast on the weekends. So I'm speaking, I've been doing it for 25 years. I'm on 1,337 stations
Wow.
And soon to be on yours on a regular basis. And we teach people how to gain an income stream. I pay people very well. They get the tax breaks of billionaires, and they will save their families from unnecessary misery and cost.
Yeah, listen, I want to do that too, but I tell you, the other part of this too is I want people to understand that they don't have to. We have an obesity problem in this country. We have people with diabetes all over the place. My buddy beat diabetes, a friend of mine, through his through changing his diet. After his doctor told him it wouldn't make a difference because your disposition is for diabetes and you can't fix it. Well, he didn't believe him. He did his own research before I knew you and knew what you were doing. And within a relatively short period of time, I'm talking less than a year, he was off the diabetes meds. So
yes,
either his doctor was totally ignorant to the situation.
Totally ignorant.
Or we've been sold a bill of goods for the last 50 years that just isn't true. It's all about the medication.
Well, both statements are correct, Joe. You have to appreciate the doctor's belief in pharmaceuticals is the same as doctor's belief 2,000 years ago when they believed that plagues were caused by a ticked-off god sitting on Saturn because nobody sacrificed enough pigs to him. So he's going to punish Europe by sending a plague around. Right. And then it took a little wine chemist like Louis Pasteur to say, no, fermentation is caused by bugs. And, then the plague is caused by bugs. It's not caused by a ticked-off god sitting on Saturn punishing the Earth. And, of course, that changed everything. Well, we're changing everything, showing that there are no genetically transmitted diseases, there are no genetically transmitted birth defects. All birth defects are totally 100% preventable. And if everybody takes the 90 essential nutrients, which is in our core program, the Healthy Start Pack, which is in the core of every specialty pack we make, we'll be able to prevent all birth defects.
All right. So when we come back, again, I want to get back to the nutrients. The nutrients are missing and what people can do to start working at getting themselves healthy again. And, you know, people, I'm not going to tell you have to go work out 3 hours a day. So come back and listen and learn. Get informed. Get engaged. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Real Time.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden addressed the nation Wednesday night as part of a Celebrating America program. Speaking from the Lincoln Memorial, Biden said he wanted his inauguration to be about the American people, and said that America's story depends on all Americans.
This is a great nation. We're good people.
And to overcome the challenges in front of us requires the most elusive of all things in a democracy, unity. It requires us to come together in common love that defines us as Americans. Opportunity, liberty, dignity, and respect. And to unite against common foes, hate, violence, disease, and hopelessness. America's story depends not on any one of us, not on some of us, but on all of us, on we the people.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. A little different, don't you think? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation here. And again, you know, I really want you engaged, involved, because I am not the expert. I know some of you really appreciate, you know, what I do and how I do, but I'm not the expert. And I really want you, when I bring guests in, I do it because you need help. I need help. I just want you to get to know this guy, okay? I want you to get to know where he's coming from, how he got to where he is today. And you know my reputation on the show. I don't bring on people that I don't trust. I don't take on people that I jokingly refer to selling snake oil. I have tried this product myself. I have seen other people that have used this product and people that have been, that have turned around really bad situations in their life. And so I just think it's wonderful. And you've got to do your own homework, too. I'm not going to spoon-feed you. You're going to have to go out and read, and you're going to have to go out and learn, and you have to believe it to be true to be able to, you know, to work it and use it. Dr. Joel Wallach joins me. He's the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy and also the founder of Youngevity. And, again, Dr. Joel, thanks so much for being with me today.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Joe. I'd like to go back to, you know, because you spent some good time on being overweight and obese, of course. Yeah. America, the United States, is the number one obese nation in the world. That's because we followed the wrong theory for 125 years, and the wrong theory was that being overweight and obese is due to eating too much or lack of exercise or both. It turns out that being overweight and obese has to do with nutritional deficiencies of any one of the members of a certain class of nutrients. There's three of those nutrients in that class. If you're deficient in any one of those three, you'll be the 300-pound, 500-pound, 800-pound person. And when you have cravings, it's called pica in medical terms, where people are looking for something. They just have these cravings that are looking for something. Your body's telling you you're missing something. Go look for it and find it. And, of course, you're going to be eating everything wrong, looking for to fulfill those cravings. And basically we came out with the healthy weight loss pack. We have the keto shake and the keto meals. And we teach people how to eat two keto meals a day. They will lose a half a pound or 2 pounds a day. I don't care what age you are, what gender you are. You will always lose the weight, a half a pound or 2 pounds a day. As long as you stay on those 60 essential nutrients, you're not craving. You're not looking for something because you're giving your body what it needs to rebuild the cells that are dying of natural death in the natural course of things. And so we take people, I mean, they are 5'2", they weigh 325 pounds, and in, you know, I don't know, 6 months or a year, and no exercise, they've lost down from 325 down to 125.
Wow.
And they got off of 13 prescription drugs there were for 20 years for 7 diseases, any one of which would kill them, and just because of the nutrition and the healthy weight loss pack. And so it's one of those things where we have researched this very, very heavily. And, of course, this goes back to the in that one project where I did 20,000 autopsies of over 454 species of animals, including 3,000 humans. And you get an idea what's going on there. When a doctor does a research project, say, on weight loss, he might look at 50 white rats. What kind of information are you going to get there? As opposed to 20,000 autopsies and 454 species, you really get some sense of what's going on.
Let me interrupt you for a second and tell the people, look, that's the story with me, and some of you guys know this. I was 290-some-odd pounds and did some research on my own, was not happy with that at all, and he's right. I didn't do any exercise. I changed my diet. I changed my weight. I found out that the reason I was hungry all the time is I wasn't getting the nutrients that I was supposed to be getting. The body is designed to pull certain vitamins, minerals, and nutrients out of these foods to help you heal yourself and what have you. And going to the supermarket, stuffing down romaine lettuce and tomatoes from the supermarket, you'd be surprised at what they don't have. So what the doctor's telling you, he's not just telling you because these are his products or he has products to help you with this. This is true stuff. Once I stopped being hungry all the time, I was able to blow off the weight. I felt better. I moved faster. I got up without the aches and pains. I didn't groan in getting out of my bed. And I just started taking his products about 2 months ago. So it wasn't like I've been on it for 5 years and I'm saying, okay, yeah, all right, we got a deal here. No. But his product did the same thing for me. And it actually made me feel better. So, Dr. Wallach, go ahead. I just want the people to understand that it's the nutrition, not the volume of food you put in your belly. It's what you're getting out of it.
Okay, now you hit the nail on the head there, Joe, because why did all this suddenly happen? And it happened suddenly because of an event that took place at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, September 4th, 1882, in Pearl Street, New York City. We knew the exact location. We knew the exact moment it all occurred. And that's the point in which Thomas Edison pulled the switch in the first commercial electric generating plant on Pearl Street. And within 10 years, every industrialized nation switched from wood as a universal fuel to electricity. Now, that was problematic because for thousands of years before the coming of Jesus, the universal fuel was wood. No matter what you needed fire for, whether it was light or heat or cooking or tools or weapons, everybody used wood. Well, about 1,000 years before Jesus came, people somehow learned that if they put those wood ashes into the gardens, their crops did better, they got more yield, 10 tomatoes on a plant instead of 3, that kind of thing, and or 15 pounds sweet potatoes instead of a 4-quarter pound sweet potato. And so they did that. Well, again, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, it all changed. Well, what changed? Well, wood ashes are not ashes. 90% of wood ash are really the minerals that the trees sucked up out of the ground. All plants, including trees, only require 3 elements from the soil, NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, to actually make good seeds for the next generation. But let's say in some locations there's 25 minerals or 50 minerals. The plants and the trees will suck them up. You put those ashes in your garden and your tomatoes and your carrots and your beets and your squash and so forth and corn will suck up those minerals. You eat them and you're getting your minerals that way. Well, when we switched to electricity, nobody knew that they were getting their minerals from the wood ashes. And so suddenly now there's all these new diseases nobody ever said before, and they blamed them on genetics because Darwin's was coming on at the same time. And they didn't realize they were just simple nutritional deficiencies. And this is what I figured out on those 20,000 autopsies. And then not too far after that, I went to China in Qishan Province, China, which is kind of like New England in China. It's way up in the northeast. And I did 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 who died of sudden death at hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease, which our young athletes die for. 25,000 die in the United States every year under the age of 20 from that sudden heart death. It's caused by a deficiency of a single nutrient. And I was looking for muscular dystrophy and cystic fibrosis and sudden infant death syndrome, okay, crib death. And in 1970, I knew the answer to all three of those, okay, that they were just simply nutritional deficiencies. Finally, on the crib death thing, We got a federal judge victory in the federal judge, and I believe it was Indiana, and he forced the manufacturers of baby foods to put this nutrient in there. To make a long story short, within 3 months, that was April 16th, 2013, within 3 months after they started putting this nutrient, this single nutrient in the baby formulas, the state of North Carolina and the Charlotte Observer, which is a big newspaper, kind of like the New York Times, headlines, I mean like Third World War started, big headlines, said, we don't know why, but crib death, sentinel death syndrome, has vanished in the state of North Carolina. 3 months later, the same thing was said in the state of Missouri. 3 months later, all states came out and said, we don't know why, but sentinel death syndrome rate has dropped 85 to 95% in our state, simply because we put that one nutrient in baby pump. And still today, they don't know why, because I forced them to put that one nutrient in baby pump.
See, I love this when people tell people like us, we have to believe in science because you're godly men, you don't believe in science. Well, no, I believe in science. I just believe that God made science. I don't believe that science made God. You know what I'm saying? And I tell people that all the time, and it wigs them out. I go, the body was designed. The reason water is H2O is because that's what God said. And God said you need that for your body. It's not the other way around. Science didn't decide that. So it's always amazing. There are things that you need. We're going to go for a break in a second. I think you're tight on time, but can you answer? Can you hang on after the break and answer a couple of questions?
Sure, I'd be honored.
All right, I think that would be great. And again, people, if you have any questions, you can send them to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Hop up on Facebook. You can do it there, or you can do it in the chat room. Because, you know, the chat room's what it's all about. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website. Give me your email address because I only send out one email a week. Just one. You know, I'm not going to inundate you with them. If you want notifications of when the show's going to start, you can text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise. Don't go far. There you go. That's the music I was looking for. My clock is off. I'm sorry. We'll be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
We are back. Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, always a pleasure to have you guys with me, and I very much appreciate your time with me. I also appreciate the time of my guests right now. But what I want you to do is we'll put his links up on the website. We'll put his links up on Facebook and a few other places. But hop on that interweb thing after the show. Don't take time away from me here. And simply Google that guy, Dr. Joel Wallach. And always, always, always read. You people got to read. You stop reading. Don't do that anymore. Read. Don't let it read to you. You read it. Anyway, Doctor, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time with me tonight.
Well, it's an honor and pleasure.
All right, so I've been getting some questions, getting some emails in, and I think that I am sure these are all right up your alley and not a problem for you. Can you cure diabetes? Can you change your diabetes medication with supplements and or changing your food intake?
Okay, a very good question. Very common disease, makes up 90% of the diabetic population is type 2 diabetes. It's actually a simple nutritional deficiency, and it's not a genetic disease at all. And we take people who've been hard, brittle diabetics for 30 years, they've gone blind, they had their feet amputated from gangrene, and they're overweight, and in 30 days on our program, they actually will be an ex-diabetic. Their doctor throws up his hands and says, I don't know why, but you're an ex-diabetic now. You know, their A1C comes down, their blood sugar comes down. And what you do... Now, you take our program, and you take your fasting blood sugar every morning before you medicate yourself, whether you're taking a pill or insulin, doesn't matter. And as your blood sugar drops, and it will always drop,
and you just reduce your medication you've been taught to do. And one of the things people have to do with all diseases, including diabetes, is get rid of the bad stuff. Because if you keep doing the bad stuff, you'll still get results, but it'll be faster and more permanent if you get rid of the bad stuff as well as do the good stuff. Well, the bad stuff is universal. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils of any kind, no gluten, no wheat, bran, rye, oats. And, of course, people say, well, but the Bible says use wheat. Well, in the beginning, when it was in Hebrew, when the Old Testament was in Hebrew, it said grain. And when they changed it to the English version, the English version, guess what? They said grain, but they were growing wheat at the time, so they just changed the word from grain to wheat. And that was not good. But yes, diabetes is very simple. We have called the healthy blood sugar pack. You take it by weight, and it's easy to get rid of type 2. You can actually manage type 1. It's easy to prevent type 1. It's not a genetic thing. It's actually caused by nutritional deficiency when the beta cells are forming in the islets of Langerhans of the embryonic pancreas.
All right. Yeah, and here's one that just popped up. Migraines. I suffer from migraines. I usually get, anywhere from 8 to 10 a month. I don't know what to do about them, and I'm not wanting to take the medication the doctor's given us.
Okay. Well, again, we have what we call the healthy brain and heart pack. You got to give up all the bad stuff, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and gluten, wheat, bran, rye, oats. And then you take one healthy brain and heart pack for 100 pounds of body weight. And then we actually have a CBD oil product called Relax. We've added four other herbs to it and a pre-hormone to it. There's no THC in it. It's legal in all states. It's called Relax again. Take a dropper full of that twice a day for 100 pounds of body weight. And everything from schizophrenia to seizures to headaches, migraine headaches, that kind of stuff, sleep apnea, you get off your CPAP machine, everything just by using that Relax.
Wow.
That's in addition to the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack.
All right. God, I knew this was going to happen. Here they come. How do you get rid of insulin resistance? And I don't even know what that means.
Okay, insulin resistance is you're going to gain weight, and no matter what you do, you're going to keep gaining weight. Your body's not paying attention to insulin. That's because that one nutrient is missing. You can also get what's called narcolepsy, where you get reactive hypoglycemia, where you eat a meal with carbohydrate like bread or spaghetti or mac and cheese, that kind of thing, or potatoes, and your blood sugar goes way up, and then your insulin kicks in and knocks it way down, and you fall asleep. There's a lot of people cross the center line. They're driving one way and cross the center line and do a head-on collision and kill themselves and other people. It's called, the modern science calls it reactive hypoglycemia, but in the old days it was called narcolepsy. Okay, and it goes back to in the Bible days. It's a very common thing. And so, again, it's caused by deficiency of a single nutrient, and so people need to get rid of the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, wheat, bran, rye, oats, and sugar. And then you throw in the healthy blood sugar pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight, and it all goes away, including the insulin resistance, diabetes goes away, type 2, which makes up 90% of the diabetics. Type 1, you can manage better with this system. You can reduce your medication significantly, maybe by 90-95%. Just barely need medication. But type 1 diabetes, which makes up 1 or 2% of the diabetic population, you have to prevent it. And everybody in the childbearing years needs to take the 90 essential nutrients, and we will prevent type 1 from ever happening again.
God, there. Okay, bipolar. Don't want her to be on medication all her life. Is this nutrients too?
Yes. Yes. And, of course, we did a study on 27 counties in Texas that adjoin each other. The demographics between races and genders are all the same. You know, the Latinos and the whites and the blacks, everything was all the same in these 27 counties. And half of them had everything from bipolar to ADD, HD, autism, the highest suicidal rate in America, mass gun shootings and all this kind of stuff. The other half didn't have any of that. And they were joining each other, same demographics. What's going on here? We looked at the water supply in the counties, and the ones that had all the terrible, terrible symptoms and mass murders and gun shootings had almost none of one particular nutrient. And the other half of the counties that had none of that stuff, guess what? at very high levels of it. So I propose we put this nutrient into the drinking water, like put fluoride in the drinking water to reduce cavities and teeth. And anybody who sells bottled water in America must make sure they have a minimum amount of this nutrient in there. And we will end all of these sort of things, anywhere from the simple stuff like bipolar to PTSD to paranoia to mass shootings, suicide, all that stuff will go away because it's due to a deficiency of a single nutrient.
You know, when I was a kid growing up, going sidetracking on you here, but when I was a kid growing up in Boston, the big thing that they put in your water there was fluoride. Because they said,
yeah, that's for the cavities,
yeah. Yeah, for the cavity. But I've read bits and pieces now that, you know, if you grew up in that kind of environment, you were going to have some issues. So I don't know. I mean, do you agree with that?
Yeah, well, I don't agree with that. I don't believe that. Okay. You know, you have to appreciate that environmentalists have an agenda, and they're going to say anything about anything that sort of puts their agenda in the forefront. And, you know, if everybody's worried about fluoride in their water, then, of course, they're going to be looking at to do something about the water. And so that's how they use those kind of things to throw fear in everybody and so on. Fluoride never killed anybody unless it was coating a copper jacket or bullet, you know, kind of stuff. But it's one of those things where I have a new thing coming out here. I actually know what causes the carbon dioxide to go up in the air and why the reefs are dying, why the ocean's dying. It has nothing to do with carbon fuels, that sort of thing. And so, basically, it's all wrong, but environmentalists say those things because it helps support their agenda. And so it's one of those things where, guess what? when you have all, when you look at why the reefs are dying, the ocean is dying, it's due to a nutritional deficiency created by environmentalists. What?
Yep.
The hydroelectric plants dam up the river, stop the food supply from reaching the ocean. The dams that create electricity stop the food supply from getting to the ocean, and that's why the reefs are dying, why the ocean's dying, why the carbon dioxide is going up, because plants consume the carbon dioxide, and they need, found all the research projects that looked at the number of nutrients needed by plankton and phytoplankton and algae and stuff like that to get the carbon dioxide down out of the air. And all of these algae are now missing those nutrients, because they're being blocked up from getting to the reefs and the oceans by these hydroelectric plants. There's over 1 million of them in the earth, and that's the problem. It's not carbon fuels, okay, or fossil-based fuels. It's not oil. It's not coal. It's the damming up the rivers with the dams.
I'm looking at all these questions. All right, real quick, one more, and I'll save some of these for next time, but... Eyes, eyesight, eye health, any kind of medication,
Yes.
What's the treatment for making sure your eyes are healthy and helping them repair themselves?
Okay, well, Joe, I actually won quite a few debates with eye doctors. You can get what's called ONA, optic nerve atrophy, which is caused by osteoporosis of the skull, slowly squeezing the optic nerve, which is cranial nerve number two. You can go blind because you're eating too many fried foods and things like that, which cause free radical damage. To the arteries in your eye, you get glaucoma, you can get macular degeneration. And I was able to, in a wager with a medical doctor in Salt Lake City, he gave me 27 charts, and he was an eye doctor, he gave me 27 charts of people being diagnosed with macular degeneration. They were legally blind for 6 to 8 years, and to make a long story short, in 90 days, all of them could read 20/20, and he had to pay off. We actually have a CD called Seeing is Believing. He bought me a big steak dinner at Ruth Chris's Steakhouse, and he apologized for calling me a liar in public.
Wow. Look, Doctor, it has been a pleasure. There's a whole bunch more questions. A lot of people very excited about having you on. I know we'll have you on more. Keep up the good work. Have you back on a regular basis. Thank you so much.
God bless you, sir, and thank you, and God bless all your audience.
Thank you so much. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go, you can go far. We're not back till tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be with us. God bless, and have a great rest of the day.